Hello, this is Janet Wright, and this is going to be the Metatron Monthly Energy Healing Forecast for September 2019. And these recordings are me, Janet Wright, listening to archangels, principally Metatron, Archangel Metatron, but then usually there's another archangel at least who Metatron invites to give messages as well. And a technical note, what I'm doing is not channeling technically, because there's no energy connection between me and the archangel. It's just me watching and listening. So that's telepathy and clairvoyance. And so I'm not making any energy transmitting connection. So it is not channeling. And a different type of note, these recordings used to be for sale on my website, and now I'm doing them for free on YouTube. So, for these recordings in particular, if you do find value in them, please consider giving a tip on my website, which is janetwrightreadings.com. Of course, if a tip is not within your financial means, I really do want you to enjoy the recording guilt-free and make the most of it. Hello, Janet. This is Metatron. Let's get going. September 2019 is potentially going to feel like two different months. The first 10 to 15 days is one chapter, and the next 20 to 15 days is the second chapter in the month of September 2019. And the first chapter has a very slow start. And the second chapter is all about focus and momentum. The first 10 to 15 days, like I said, the first chapter has a slow start, not in a negative way, like depression or anything like that, or fatigue, but it is a time when you could rest, or you could organize, you could catch up on some things that you maybe haven't had time to do. So it could be for rest, it could also be for catching up. And maybe reading. There are two different types of reading that I'm talking about, and two very different types. One is literally reading, like old-fashioned reading books. And so, since the first part of September has such a slow vibe, it might be interesting to read a book or read an ebook or an audiobook, but some type of learning that perhaps you didn't have time for before. Optional, of course, but early September would be more conducive to reading in 2019. And a second type of reading that I think early September 2019 would be more conducive for is past life reading. Janet, you've had a few clients who have delved more deeply into reading their own past lives in the last few months, and it has been more optimal to read past lives during these last months of summer 2019, but early September 2019 is also a good time to start reading your own past lives. So, this is something that you could try after you've done some basic meditation work first. So, grounding or repair, a little bit of chakra work, perhaps. The quickest preparatory work could be Janet's 10-minute unblock grounding repair aura video, and then Janet's sticky gold wax seven chakras video. So I'll make sure that she has a playlist now that all this is on YouTube. This video will be the first video in the playlist that contains the videos that we are recommending for September 2019. So you could listen to this recording and the playlist of all the other videos and have it be very convenient. So anyway, but there are many ways that you could get yourself ready to read your own past lives, just any type of meditation that you know gets you much more present and much more flowing. But that's why the Unblock Grounding Repair Aura is only 10 minutes, and the Sticky Gold Wax Seven Chakras is very quick as well, and that could unblock you sufficiently to experiment with reading your own past lives. So, Janet, you've mentioned a few times plenty of advice about reading, but intuitive reading is different from visual reading. Visual reading, you see an image like a painting or a movie scene. And intuitive reading, you give yourself questions and you sense the answer, either because it's multiple choice and there are only two options you're giving yourself, or you just ask yourself an open-ended question and then you just let the answer come to you. So it is nice to try both of these styles of reading when you're reading your own past lives. Don't assume that you're more of a visual reader or that you're more of an intuitive reader and therefore not do the other way as well, because on a given day you may have different strengths and weaknesses that you didn't the day before. And also there could be a past life where there is it's easier to read one way versus the other. So it is good to always work both levels of reading. And why is past life reading of use at all? Well, reading one's own past lives is beneficial in three main ways. One way is self-knowledge, self-understanding. You can get more of a sense of yourself as an eternal being, and you can get more perspective and hopefully a more Zen approach to your smaller daily problems, because you have now read some problems from other lifetimes, perhaps that were much bigger and nevertheless got resolved. So you could get a sense more of the ebb and flow of problem and solution, problem and solution. And also a perspective that even a problem that is significant in one life is no longer significant in another life. So again, a perspective on your own problems and a sense of continuity that you have been in other places and times. And so that could all be comforting and help you to be more wise and relaxed about your issues. The second reason that past life reading can be very beneficial is for energy clearing. With perspective, with Zen wisdom, you also end up letting go of giant amounts of resistance and blocked energy that are specific to your current situation, specifically triggered in your current situations. So if you instead read some past lives and stay here and stay present when you read those past lives, it will help you to clear blocks from your physical body and your spirit. So you will therefore be lighter and more flowing after having done even 5 or 10 minutes of past life reading. And I do want to say before I get to reason number three that anyone can read their own past lives. Obviously, the level of proficiency will vary greatly because of how much experience that you've had in this life, how much practice you've had. But even a newbie who can just figure out, okay, I was female and I ran very far and I was a good runner and I had one child, can figure that out through intuitive reading of one past life. Even just reading the simplicity that that would be, you could clear energy. You could still get a sense that you've been other places and other times. And so it could be beneficial in ways subconsciously that you don't even realize. So I do encourage everyone to play with this skill. So reason number three that past lives are very beneficial, reading past lives is very beneficial, is for intuition strengthening. You can look at how you solved problems before and how a solution came to you, how you figured out a solution. You can look at a life where you did not know what to do and then you figured it out. How did you figure it out? You can look at lives where you were very gifted intuitively and look at why that was. Why were you so good at intuition in that one life? What did you do? Was there a certain way about you that you had, certain mannerisms that you had that helped your intuition? So you can strengthen your intuition by reading yourself and times when you have used your intuition and what factors made your intuition more strong. Was it just that you trusted it and you decided to follow your intuition and its information, or were there relaxation methods that you had? Was there music that you used to elevate your energy? Was there more healthy habits that you had that enhanced your intuition? Because yes, intuition is fifth chakra and seventh chakra, but there's more to it than that. There's more to all these abilities than just the chakras that help them. So I think that is particularly good. I think the rest of 2019, intuition would be a really, of course you could say this for any year and any month and any day, but I really do think that intuition, if we're going to pick one ability that is going to pay off bigger in the rest of 2019, it would be intuition. So reading past lives, your own past lives, at whatever skill level you're able to do, I do think will help strengthen your intuition. And again, part of that is just because you're using your intuition in trying to read these lives. And part of it is that you can look at lives where you had no intuition and why your intuition wasn't working, and lives where you had some intuition during the life and then other years where you had no intuition. What was the difference? So you can study yourself to learn about your own intuition and how to optimize it. Now, when I do say reading past lives with intuition, what do I mean? Well, the simplest way is, as Janet has said in a few other contexts, the simplest way is yes-no questions. So, or either-or questions. Questions where there's multiple choice, but there's only two choices. So, was I male or female in a certain lifetime? Of course, there are lives where gender is more ambiguous, perhaps more of an androgynous energy setting, but many lives, there's no third choice like that. There's just male or female. So that would be an easy way to start the past lives. Just look at, was I male or female in that life? But if you want, you can have that third choice. Was I male or female or androgynous in that life? And then you can look at whatever factors that you want. Did I have long hair? Did I have short hair? Did I have children in that life or not? Did I live till middle age? Did I live till relative old age? Was I physically strong or agile? What physical qualities did I have? Did I like food? Did I eat too much? Was I good at something? Some of these things, they're more questions that have many possible answers, but you'll find there are many ways to ask just an either or question. You know, did I love to sleep a lot in that life? Yes, no. Did I love to eat a lot in that life? Yes, no. So you can get a very interesting overall picture of yourself just with yes or no intuition. And you can get a sense of where you lived. And we encourage you not to be so country focused as far as where you live, but more the lifestyle. What did you do? What forms of nature were you near? Were you near water? Were you near mountains? Were you near forests? Were you in a desert area? So these things are evocative, strong aspects of a lifetime that should be easier to come through for you as you read a certain past life. And since there are so many past lives that each of you have, you have so much choices. You have an array of options. And so you can pick a certain moment in a certain past life that would be very beneficial for you right now to look at. And that you just let your spirit choose that way. I'm going to read my past life that is best for me to read right now to help me in my energy flow or to help me with my intuition, etc. So anyway, I hope that's not too overwhelming for some of you. If it is, then of course you can do the other type of reading that I discussed. Just read a book that you haven't had time for, or a small article that you wish, or even an audiobook. Just that way of where you are letting your mind be more active. So anyway, that's about chapter one in September 2019. Chapter two, as I said, is about focus and momentum and motivation. And it does move faster, but it's not, the point is not that the energy moves really fast. The point is that if you really keep trying to work on your focus in the second half of September, either starting on the 10th of September or the 15th of September, whichever works for you. And it, of course, it doesn't have to be to the day, but sometimes you'll find, no, I need a little more rest, or, oh, I'm ready to work on my focus. So it's an easy transition. It's not like wham, chapter two started, you know, in a certain hour, a certain minute, a certain day. But anyway, second chapter, focus, momentum, motivation. So sometimes we lose motivation because we're trying to do too many things at once, and we may not even realize, for example, if you have 10 different projects that you're putting off, there is a part of you that is trying to do each of those 10 projects at any given time. Even if you're not making progress on those projects, there's a part of you that's spinning your wheels, if you will, about each of those 10 projects at all times. So focus is the act of letting go of anything that you are not currently supposed to be doing. So for example, in the next hour, what am I supposed to do? And then actively let go of these subconscious wheel spinning action that you have on every other project in your life, every other part of your life. Just let it go. You can imagine putting it all in a gold bag, giving it to your angels, or just shaking it off of you. But really just stop doing everything else. And I do think that you will find that this helps. And again, the wheel spinning on all the other projects, that is subconscious. So that's why you may not think it works, but it actually will help. Also, another video that I'm going to suggest is Deep Thought. Deep Thought Healing, just the Blue Soak video I will suggest. And I do believe Janet has a video on focus or productivity, one of the Deep Thought videos. So I will look with Janet on her selection of Deep Thought videos, and we'll find one or two that work for focus and productivity. And we'll put those in the playlist. And again, that's a playlist that's just to go with this one recording of the recommended videos to go with this set of advice. So why is the second chapter of September 2019 good for focus and momentum and motivation? Picture a mountain road, and so the road goes around a mountain, and you really want to stay on the road because you don't want to go off the cliff. And of course, there's no cliff literally to drop off of in September 2019, but there is a lot of distracting energy. And so perhaps if you just imagine a road and a field, and the field is okay, but it's just not going to take you forward. It's not going to give you that excitement and that satisfaction of accomplishment and the thrill and fulfillment that the road's going to give you. So it's especially important because of that tendency and possibility of distraction in the second half of September, that it's think of staying on your path. Think of keeping your focus. And if necessary, not only focus on a short-term level like a day, but even a focus like an hour. What do you need to do in this 1 hour? So, distraction. I want to talk a little bit more about distraction and how that works. Part of that is that everyone receives information about what is going on around oneself. Right at this moment, you're receiving information about what's happening with millions of people on the other end of the planet, other side of the planet. You are receiving information about what's happening with nature. You're receiving information about what's happening with the stars and the oceans. This is all, of course, subconscious. But there are times when all that information and all those changes are a little bit noisy, let's say, to the point where this subconscious receiving of information becomes a bit unnecessarily disorienting. So that is something that I've wanted to say for a while through these recordings of Janet's. It just, this is the best time to talk about it. People tend to be very hard on themselves when they have issues with focus. They don't realize all the factors that are influencing their awareness and their mind and their initiative. And yes, a lot of it is internal, like say childhood baggage that just got triggered, the fact that one's chakras are too blocked or your aura's ripped, that is a maybe half of it. But the other half of it is just that the world is a noisy place because you are able to pick all that up. You're able to pick up the information on a spirit level subconsciously. And even young souls are able to pick up this information. They just don't tend to notice as much, whereas an older soul might be better at picking up this information, and therefore it could have a greater effect on an older soul, this information receiving. And there are ways to calm oneself enough and be non-resistant enough that the information receiving, you can't turn it off, by the way. But if you're calm and non-resistant enough, then it's very, it's not in your way. It's very mild. Mild is the word I was looking for. It's very mild. It's subtle. And I think it is important to have some connection to nature on the planet, and connection, not literal, but to have that information coming in about the other people on the planet and nature on the planet and the stars and the moon and the oceans. So A, it would be very difficult to shut all that information out to begin with, and B, I think it is important for one's wellness to have that information coming in subconsciously. But the idea is to be in such inner harmony and peace with it that you are not disturbed by it. For example, there are people suffering in this world. There are people harming other people in this world. And yes, that is part of the information that you're taking in. So I wanted to speak a little bit about that, because that can be more of what is disturbing for older souls, that you're aware of other people being blocked with energy and therefore having excessive amounts of sadness or worry or fear. And also the cruelty that some people are exerting upon others in this world. So how do you find your peace within that context? It is difficult at times for an older soul to do, but I will explain the way angels do, how we find peace with it. We want to help everyone, but we understand that even if you are trying to help everyone, there's a big difference in how much you can help various people. Some people, they're just not ready to learn about, say, grounding and self-healing. They're not ready to learn about forgiveness. They're not ready to learn about compassion. They're not ready to learn about peacefulness and inner peace, or about taking responsibility for the many ways that you can change your own experience. Many people are just not ready. And so what we as angels know is that we can help, but it only does so much. That people have their pace at which they learn, and it's different for everyone. So I think you could borrow, if you will, a little bit of angel methodology, since you're, of course, an older soul if you're dealing with a recording like this, and you are receiving information on a subconscious level about all the people on the planet. What do you do? Because some of that is about people suffering. Well, think of it like we do, that people learn at their own rate. And you might think, well, but the people that are suffering, the victims, you know, is that blaming the victim? And no, we would like to ideally take everyone out of states in which they are in danger or they are being victimized. But the way it works is that people have a lifetime for experience, for learning, for wisdom. And unfortunately, learning and wisdom cannot always be gained by gentle means. And sometimes there are very brutal situations that people do need to go through in order to learn certain things. So it would seem very harsh and cruel, and it is not in the big picture of things, because that pain is temporary. And then the person goes to heaven, and then they have learned. They realize things, they strengthen, they heal, they become twice the soul that they were before that suffering. If you only see the suffering and you don't see how then they cross over and into heaven and become whole once again, but they're so much stronger, so much bigger, and so much more powerful in that being made whole moment. If you compare that moment after the life when they get made whole again to how they were in heaven before that life, they're almost twice as big and twice as strong because of that pain and suffering that they went through. Now, sometimes people get that bigger, stronger, whole time in the life, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes the harshness of the life does not abate, does not lessen, and then they get that being made whole part in heaven. But rest assured, it does occur for everyone. And people, the soul, the spirit, the eternal spirit gets so much stronger and wiser and more glorious because of having gone through terrible suffering. So there is a little bit of context for you. And yes, we are trying to give people relief to the extent that it is possible to give within a certain situation. There are situations that are just brutal. For example, if you're in a war zone. But even in a war zone, we are trying to have people help each other, to have people be assisted. So why would I dwell on this if people are trying to listen to this recording for peace, for help? Well, because I want to address the energy, the information that you've been taking in your whole life about what's going on this planet. And I want you to see how those souls are made whole. Everyone is made whole in the end, sometimes, many times during the life, but if not, then in heaven. Everyone is made whole, and they are much stronger and more brilliant and glorious because of the pain that they went through. So while usually there are ways to have that made whole moment within the life, and that's even more optimal, everyone is ultimately made whole, and everyone ultimately gains from their experiences. So I hope that helps you to understand some of the information that has been coming to you about other people on this planet. And what can you do to make a positive difference in your life and in the lives of others? Part of it is to have a sense of peace inside of you, have a sense of love inside of you, love for nature, love for yourself, love for others around you. Try to cultivate a sense of love of the other, love of people who are different than you, who have different circumstances than you, who live in a different part of the world than you. I think we have mentioned, or Janet has mentioned in certain contexts, Kiva.org. She does small gift philanthropy using Kiva.org, which is a website, K-I-V as in victory, A.org. And that is just one of many examples of how you could, through money, exercise love of others, others different than yourself. Another example is volunteering. And again, try to stretch yourself so you are not just giving to people who look like you, people who are in your same religion, your same cultural background. Try to cultivate knowledge and awareness and compassion and love for people who are different than you. Why? Because that is more evolved. To have more of an expansive sense of compassion, an expansive sense of empathy. It's like a strengthening of your muscles as a soul. If you're just focused within one religion or one community, there are some lives where that is needed. And if you are having that type of life, there's no need to judge yourself. Sometimes immersion within a certain culture or a certain religion is the most empowering. But that would be how you would ask yourself, is it most empowering? Is it best for my learning in this life to immerse myself within a certain culture or a certain community? Or is it most empowering and best for my growth to cultivate love for others, people that look very different or speak different languages, are in a different part of the world, etc.? Usually, for older souls, they're not as likely to do the immersion life, although it's possible. So that was a big ranging bunch of topics, but to tie it together, September, two chapters, one about taking it easy, either catching up on things that you didn't have time to do before that are sort of queued up for you, or just resting, being thoughtful, reading perhaps your own past lives or literal books or articles, audiobooks, taking in information in a very mind-friendly kind of relaxed way. And then the second chapter in September, more about focus and momentum and motivation, because distraction is very possible in the second half of September, more than usual. And so reining in your focus and letting go of all the things that your mind is holding on to, so that you can just do what you're choosing to do in the next hour or during this day. And that idea about distraction caused me to therefore discuss what is distracting often for old souls, which is the information and awareness of people all around the planet. Nature is also, there's a lot of information that old souls are receiving about nature throughout the whole planet, and some of that can be disturbing as well. For example, rainforest fires. So it is nice to calm your mind, perhaps with the Blue Soak video, and perhaps with a deep thought video, another one that we'll choose, so that you can have a more peaceful way of receiving the information. And you could tune down your awareness. You just can't turn it off in any sort of a healthy manner, because you'd be turning off other aspects of yourself that you need. But you can turn down, much like you could imagine, you know, like an old radio dial, and just turn down the volume of that information about other people on the planet and the nature all over the planet, if you wish. Or you could have two different dials and just keep the nature knob turned medium loud and the people knob turned to more moderately quiet. All right, so I do want to let Jophiel close out with just a few things that she has to say. So let's go to Jophiel. Hey, Janet. Boy, when Metatron gets going, he really gets going, huh? So this is fine for me. I just want to say a few words about self-love and nurturing and receiving. And last month, you in this the August 2019 Metatron recording, there was some information about receiving from nature. And while I didn't give that information, I watched and observed that recording, and I watched people use it. And I think that worked really well for people to receive from nature. I want to, this time, challenge people to receive from other people. I think in particular old souls, they begin to notice that people are in their space, and people's energy in their space doesn't feel good. It gets in the way. It makes you stuck. And that is absolutely true. But there are ways to receive from people in a healthy way that is very empowering and fine. And it's part of abundance to be able to let people help you, let people give to you in a clean way, so that you have your boundaries, you don't owe that person anything. But sometimes the universe is trying to repay you for kindnesses that you have done to others, but you have too much in between you and mankind, if you will, or humanity. So a wall, if you will. So I think that Melt Your Wall video now can also, because last month, August 2019, we encouraged people to use that Melt Your Wall video, of course, to be able to receive more from angels and gold light, for example, in group healings with Janet, or of course, from your angels. But last month, August 2019, we encourage you to use that Melt Your Wall 4-minute recording for receiving from Earth, different aspects of Earth, mountains, forests, oceans, and also large mammals. But now I challenge you to receive more in a healthy way, healthy, empowering, safe way from people. So go ahead and use that video, that little 4-minute Melt Your Wall video, but melt away any wall of your inner baggage that is causing you to not be able to receive healthy, safe assistance from others. Healthy, safe, empowering assistance from others. You can even write that down. Healthy, safe, empowering assistance from others. And, you know, you could write that phrase in your meditation journal. Healthy, safe, empowering assistance from others. And then, you know, use the video, or just in your own mind without the video, just imagine any wall of your internal baggage that's blocking this and melt it with gold light. And you can do that every day, because each day there'll be a little more baggage that you're ready to melt away in relation to you receiving healthy, safe, empowering assistance from others. And again, as we said, sometimes this is the angel's way of helping you, or this is the universe's way or karma's way of repaying you in a positive way for good things that you have done in this life or past lives. So to keep that baggage in place accidentally, subconsciously, is a handicap for us, the angels, and for karma, as it's trying to help you, as we're trying to help you. So I think that could be very important for the rest of the year. And so it's not just first half or second half of September. It's throughout September onward. And of course, it's always good. But I do think for the rest of the year, as Metatron mentioned, intuition and also receiving is very important. And it's not that receiving from other people in a healthy, safe, empowering way is the most important way to receive for the rest of the year. Also from angels, also from the earth and large mammals is very important. But it's just that I think old souls get very blocked with this resistance from people, receiving from people in healthy, safe, empowering ways. So I think this could be the way that people, listeners of Janet's recording, are the most blocked as far as receiving. So go ahead, check that out, and start to work on that. And again, it's so simple. Don't make it hard. You know, it's a wall. You melt it with gold light. If you can't do it, you just ask your angels, angels, help me to melt that wall. And just trust that it gets melted, and then the next day you see the next wall that's in the way of baggage that's healthy to clear that day. Okay. So I'm happy to end this recording with Janet and, of course, Metatron. Thank you to all the listeners. We are really pleased that this recording is getting heard and that it's helping positive ripple effects as people allow these messages to heal themselves. It does send out a positive ripple effect that therefore influences other people as well that don't even know about YouTube and won't listen to the recording. So thank you for helping to send out a positive ripple effect in a clean, healthy, safe, and empowering way. Okay, bye. All right, this is just me, Janet Wright. So thank you very much for listening. And this one was longer than usual, this recording. So I hope you liked it. And of course, you don't have to listen to it all at once if it's a bit long for you. Thank you very much. Take care. And again, my name is Janet Wright, and my website is janetwrightreadings.com. Thank you. Bye.